would you say that sentence for me again, starting with, you know, how would you say it? If somebody asked you the question about the friend, you might say,
looks like he's not going to make it. Or it looks like he's going to pass.
If you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, and you didn't want to go to this particular place without your wife, you'd say, I won't go. And you wanted to take her, you'd say, I won't go.
Without, unless the wife goes.
If you're, say your daughter was a little younger and living with you, you know, before they were married, one of them, if she did not help with the dishes, and you were doing the dishes that particular night, you'd say she went off playing.
Playing around?
Yeah, she went off playing around, blank, blank, helping me.
Get out of helping me. Mm-hmm. Well, they were masters there.
When you could have used help, you might ask afterwards, you know, if you could have used the help, you might have asked her, why'd you sit around, blank, blank, helping me?
And not helping.
If a man's funny and you like him, you say, I like him. Why?
I think because he had a good sense of humor. And I do like people with good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Especially older people.
What's the name of the largest Protestant denomination in the South?
Oh, it's a Baptist, I believe.
I believe it is, too. If two people became members of your church this past Sunday, you say they what?
Joined our church.
In church, you pray to whom?
God Almighty. Heavenly Father.
Okay. The preacher preaches a what on Sunday?
Sermon.
One man might say, well, let's put it this way, the choir and the organist provide good what?
Music.
And if you like the music and it was especially appealing and nice, you know, you'd say, oh, that music is...
It was beautiful. Real good.
If you were headed for the post office and you knew you were going to run, you know, maybe short of time, but you're trying to make it anyway, you might think or say, I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic and the post office was closed.
When I arrived or when I got there.
And if, say, your church were more distant, do you drive down there?
Yeah, I drive.
If you were driving down to the church one morning and you were running kind of late, let's say you're running really late and you didn't have any ushering duties that morning or anything, if you had to change a flat tire because it went flat out here on the way to church, you might say to yourself, well, church will be over
before I get there.
The enemy and the opposite of God is called what?
Devil.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other terms for the devil? Kidding terms or, you know, anything other thing the devil might be called?
No, I just say the bad man.
Mm-hmm. And you might tell somebody, you're as mean as the old...
devil.
What do people think they see at night to frighten them all in white?
Ghost.
Other terms for that?
Spooks.
If there's a lonely old house off on a dark road and people think they hear strange noises coming from it at night, they might say that's a what?
Haunted house. Mm-hmm. Niggers say haunted.
Do they?
Yes, sir. And you know, they say if they're going to put a curse on you or something, they'll say, I'll haunt you.